Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Colonel Jeff Jerome from Basra, Iraq.
Okay. Give me just a second, if you would, to flip some switches and get you over into the recorder.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Let's see.
Those took down Osama bin Laden. The al-Qaeda leader was killed in his compound in Pakistan. That prompted suspicion about...
that was ironic.
Colonel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, Colonel, my name is Aaron, and I'm with Kansas Public Radio. You said that your full name was Jeff Jerome, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're in Basra, Iraq?
Yes, or Basra, the way they say it here.
Okay, and which unit are you with, sir?
Well, I am with the 3rd Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division.
And where are you stationed back in the U.S. ordinarily?
Well, back in the U.S., I came out of Colorado.
Okay.
It is where I was stationed and living. And then for this mission, I was selected and reassigned to Fort Hood. And then we trained for a while and then deployed to what is now Operation New Dawn.
Okay. I'm just checking the levels here. Can you just tell me what you had for dinner while I check these?
Oh, well, I haven't eaten yet tonight, but it's Friday. And not to brag, but here on Fridays they have steak and lobster and some type of seafood as their main course. But our dining facilities here usually have a variety of buffets, either a short order line or a healthy line or their main course line.
Okay. All right.
And then a dessert bar that we all love to hate.
Why is that?
Oh, it's just, there's a good variety, and naturally it's fattening, just the best desserts you could look for, everything from a Baskin-Robbins counter to cheesecakes, cakes, pies, cookies, and a good thing is it's right next to all the fruit, so you feel guilty or... But the food here is a lot better than my previous deployments.
Let's see, and where was the previous deployment that you had?
Well, I was here in 2003, and 4 was my first time. And that was MREs and water for majority of that up north. And eventually we developed into a theater that had fresh food and regular cooking.
Let's see, so where all have you been deployed, just in Iraq, or have you been in other places?
Well, I had been deployed in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait for Desert Storm, and then I came back to northern Iraq for Operation Iraq Freedom in 03 and 04, but just this theater is where I've been for all my 4 deployments. And now I'm in southern Iraq, so I've been fortunate enough to go from the north to south to the central.
And what do you, I mean, other than obviously being in a war zone, what is the hardest part for you about being out of the United States?
About being out of what?
Being away from the United States.
Well, the obvious hard part is, missing a year of my family, especially for me. As old as I am, I've got a larger family that's real active, and I'm everything from grandpa to dad, and I'm fortunate enough that they're all healthy and active and in a variety of places. I a daughter and a son there in Lawrence area, and my other daughter just moved from Lawrence out to Southern Carolina. And my wife is still in Colorado. So within 1 year, there's a lot going on and a lot, you know, that we miss. And that is the worst of it. Everything else is, you know, waiting for me to come back, you know, mountains and everything else about the United States.
What methods do your family use to sort of cope with you being away? Does technology now allow you to be in contact more with them than, say, during Desert Storm? Is it better or worse, do you think?
The technology for us to use here or to connect to home?
To connect with home, I mean, are you able to use, like, the internet to, like, video chat, or are you able to call them more often than, say, in 91?
The technology now is far greater than it was in Desert Storm. In Desert Storm, you know, we'd have to drive for an hour or two to a large kiosk tent in the middle of what we thought was nowhere, or maybe it was 40 miles north of nowhere. But AT&T would set up a bank of phones, and that was about all we had throughout all of Desert Storm. But now, you know, soldiers here, they can have internet right into their trailer from a local Iraqi internet provider. People a lot bring their own satellite phones. The USO has set up a facility here that has got a phone bank and even phone booths that are free to soldiers to call home. And they have an internet center and a whole lot of recreational or relaxation areas in their building. Some people Skype with their family every day. And throughout the operational base here, you'll find internet cafes at different headquarters. The hospital has one. The brigade has one. So I'd say the connectivity is really quite good. And the U.S. Post Office still seems to function real well. I've received a package from home from Colorado to here in just, I think it was 8 days.
Do you think that makes it easier for the families, knowing that they can talk more readily with their soldiers overseas?
Well, it is kind of a double-edged sword. It's real good to be that connected and be involved. But at the same time, you know, you make it, you know, I don't want to say distracted from the mission here, but having that daily contact may just, for some people, is somewhat depressing, or especially if they're it creates an expectation, and then when it doesn't happen, that creates an air of, you know, uneasiness or depression or anxiety on some people.
What do you think that you'll remember from this time after it's over?
You're breaking up a little bit.
What will you remember of this time after it's over? Like, you've been there several times. What do you think your overriding sort of memories will be about your time there?
Well, I think what you asked is, what will I remember when I'm all done here? And I guess what I remember is the changes that I've seen that have occurred from the simple essentials of life that aren't met, and the communities not even know what the basics are. When we show up to help and we ask them what they need, they really can't even think as an individual or as a society, you know, what they need. Is it electricity, water? Because it had been such a deprived society through the previous regime. And now they're a functioning government, with everything from the rule of law to schools, their own small business administration that's got programs that are focused on a variety of skills, everything they can do to bring in the economy. But as my children, the next generation, and my nephews, who may serve, and one who will serve here next year when he gets commissioned, they'll see that it's different next year than it was last year, and it just continues to get better.
And I know that you've been over there and you've come back. Is there a misconception, or are there misconceptions back home that you see or hear about the wars that you would maybe want to correct since you've been there?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again after misconceptions back home?
Misconceptions back home. You've been to Iraq and you've come back. Is there an overriding misconception that you sort of see when you're back that you think should be corrected about, you know, the things that are happening over in Iraq?
Yeah, I'd say there are some misconceptions. A lot of the misconceptions are probably that, you know, the whole country is, you know, in a different century, and that's not true. There's very, you know, modern aspects of it that function and provide a lot of the essentials that are similar to what we have back home. You know, and the people, you know, I don't want to say they're Westerners, but they have the same interests and concerns that we have. And yeah, we may come home with a funny story about being on the same highway that has a large, expensive, you know, foreign, German-made luxury car driving right next to a donkey pulling a cart, because the variety of social classes here and are prevalent, but they're mixed together, and that draws notice and creates stories back home. And it's hard to determine what people, you know, derive from all of those bits and pieces that they get.
All right. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to add, sir?
Well, I'd say one of the biggest part of our missions here is helping the security of Iraq from external influences. The Iraqi security forces are getting stronger every day. They're a force of almost, you know, 600,000 soldiers and policemen and border guards, and they're quite capable of securing Iraq from any internal threat. But the external alignment from neighboring countries and their interest is a significant threat that threatens the government of Iraq right now and the security of the people.
All right. Well, Colonel, thank you very much, and stay safe and have a good Memorial Day on Monday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest in any time. Have a happy Memorial Day.
You too. Thank you.